Hello everyone, I'm Liam, and welcome to another episode of Exploring the NQS, a bonus series from The Early Education Show, exclusively for our Patreon supporters. So if you're listening to this, that means you're supporting the main show, which means I want to start with a big thank you. The main show will always be free, but those of you who choose to actually support us financially really, really help us out. In Exploring the NQS, this series, I take a look at one element of the National Quality Standard, one at a time, until we've covered all 40. My background is as an early childhood educator and teacher, centre director, and I currently oversee professional learning and development for Northside Community Service, a not-for-profit early education provider based in Canberra. All right, let's get started. This week, we're looking at element 3.1.2, upkeep. It's part of Quality Area 3, Physical Environment, and it's the second and final element of Standard 3.1, Design. The description for this element is, premises, furniture, and equipment are safe, clean, and well-maintained. All right, so what's this one all about? This one's pretty straightforward, and actually in the Guide to the National Quality Framework, this element gets one page, which is, I think, the shortest of possibly all of the elements of the NQS. So this one probably will be pretty short, but really this one's about maintaining the environment. So we've looked at, in the last episode, we sort of looked at, how we were setting up the space before we put in resources, and this really is just about maintenance. And in particular, we want to focus on ensuring that it remains safe for groups of children, as well as educators and families, to access. So we're really talking about just ensuring that things are the structure of the building is safe, and that the resources we're using in the space, including things like fittings and fixtures, are safe and maintained and suitable for children to be accessing. All right, so what does this one look like in practice? Again, don't have a huge amount to go into here. This is really just about making sure we're sort of following the appropriate processes. But the first thing I would think, if I was seeing this being done really well in practice, you'd probably see some things like resource and environment checklist. Yes, it's our old checklist friend again. We talked about that in Quality Area 2. And unfortunately, there's probably a lot of elements of that in Quality Area 3 as well. So we'd really be looking at, not every day and probably not even every week, but, every so often, we'd be doing, really regular checks the environment to ensure those things are okay. This may include formal inspections, probably in particular situations where depending on the ownership of the space, and I'll be talking about that in the next couple of points. But we'd really just have this process to be ensuring that these things are okay and up to date. The next thing I think about here is really understanding your relationship to the space. And this is particularly relevant, for centre directors or people who, may be employed to be managing operations and obviously meeting the National Quality Standard, but may not have, a direct relationship in terms of how the space is owned and managed. So the questions would be, do we own the space? Is it owned by a particular person? Is it rented? In many cases, and this is the case of a lot of the centres I work with, it might be owned by the local government or the local council. And that creates a whole range of different issues in terms of the maintenance of the space. So the maintenance might be the responsibility of the team that's running the service, or it may be the responsibility of someone else. So understanding your relationship to the space is really, really important. I particularly feel for when it may be owned by someone who it's difficult for you to get that maintenance and all those different things done. So understanding your relationship is important. And, letting, if you are in the space where you're renting or, you have a landlord, getting, them to understand that this is a regulatory requirement and it's a requirement of the quality standards may be really, really important. Understanding that relation to the space, what can and can you not do, that's particularly important during assessment and rating as well, where you may need to demonstrate how you've approached this particular thing. The other thing I'd be thinking about is, from a practice and quality perspective, is really looking at, being active after, maybe there's a particular incident that's happened. So a child's been injured in a particular way where they may have, the most obvious one, maybe they may have tripped over something, or a resource they were playing with, a learning resource, has broken just because it was old and it sort of started to falling apart and they've been injured. It's really important to respond actively to those and not just sort of, be worried about, complaining or finding out who's to blame. That's a really good opportunity to do a risk assessment and find out, do we need to be really looking at the upkeep of these particular things. You'll often see this, and I notice this in services where, there's that box of resources that no one can seem to ever throw out. It's getting a bit old, it's getting a bit chipped, it's getting a bit not looking so lovely. They're often, plastic and have been around for a while. And a lot of upkeep is just about saying, can these resources be repurposed, or do they just need to go? Do we need to donate them somewhere? or you know, take them away somewhere else. So assessing particular things after a particular incident has happened. But really what we're talking about from the quality perspective of this area, and this is a tricky one, I would argue, in terms of, you know, how you demonstrate this as quality, because this is really just something we need to do. It almost has a more regulatory flavor to me. But I would be looking at really working with your team around, and with your families and children as well, around, you know, what are the resources and things we want in this service, and how do we make sure we have a process to make sure they're up to date, that we're, you know, where we're cycling resources in and out, so we're getting rid of resources and bringing new ones in. How do we make sure they're suitable to the particular children that are in the space at the moment? But, you know, what is that process to make sure we're maintaining that upkeep of the service? And from a quality perspective, you really just want to be thinking, are there ways we can really focus on children having access to the best? So if we want to think of it not just from a regulatory, you know, sort of checklist approach, you know, we would approach it from my perspective, from the children's rights perspective, that children should have access to resources that are well looked after and you know, and not broken and those kind of things. So we can really look at it, I think, from that quality perspective. All right, so let's have a think about suggestions for nominated supervisors. Again, this one, you know, again, this one really does have a regulatory flavour. So I would just be really looking at making sure we have those risk assessments and things in place and those potential checklists. But one particular bit of advice I would give here for nominated supervisors is maybe just have a designated space in your office or in the service somewhere where people in the service can log those upkeep issues. I've seen this done particularly, you know, you might have a clipboard or something that's hanging on a hook in spaces where people can just write really quickly if they think there's an upkeep issue. That's really important because it can be centrally seen and we can really visibly see what's going on. I know from someone who's as unorganized as myself that, you know, that having that visible and available there where people can sort of be checking up on it is really important and means that those sort of issues can be picked up. Because one of the challenges here is these issues can often be really small. So if we think about, you know, one little resource box tucked away in a cupboard somewhere that's probably out of date and probably, you know, maybe on the verge of becoming dangerous, we'd often just don't think about that in the crazy chaos of, you know, trying to run a center operationally. If we're thinking of much bigger things like, you know, health and safety audits and checklists and the approach to quality area one, you know, that tiny little box that's probably past its play-by date that needs to go is not necessarily front of mind. So having a central space where we can just really quickly write down what needs to happen, and then the nominated supervisor or your maintenance person or whoever you have that is supporting you with that, that can be managed and looked at. And then for the quality improvement plan, again, probably just the one point here. This one's relatively, you know, straightforward. I'd be saying the service regularly checks our learning environments to ensure they remain suitable for children, families, and educators. I mean, and that's really what the point of this upkeep element is about. We want to make sure that the spaces and what's in them, you know, are safe and suitable for children, families, and educators. So having that as our quality improvement plan will mean we can sort of fit those checklists and centralized repository of things and risk assessments after incidents happen. We can sort of fit them in one space. All right, that's it for this week. This was our shortest episode by far. But again, this one, you know, a relatively straightforward one. As always, you know, check the guide to the National Quality Framework for particular advice. I will be really looking at, you know, particularly even if you just do one thing after this week, is check the ownership of the building. You know, what is the relationship you have with the ownership of the space? Who do you go to ensure those issues are being done? One of the big challenges of the National Quality Standard is when you rely on other people, particularly non-early childhood people, to help you meet that standard. So going and doing that will mean you can, you know, at least get on the front foot in terms of how you manage that. But that's it for this week. I really appreciate everyone coming back and listening for another week. And I should say as well, a big thank you to recent new Patreons. We've had, you know, over the last month or so, we've had a lot of new people come on board. I really appreciate it. I hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be back with the first element of Standard 3.2. We're really burning through these elements at the moment. So until then, it's goodbye from me.